The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. You got the podcast at theticketfm.com. You can always watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Call or text 402-464-5685. Again, the show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You have a concern you'd like
here's
to address.
Here's something that should be illegal in our society that's not.
This could go a lot of different directions.
Cell phone sniping. Sniping pictures, sniping unauthorized photos.
I know what you're going for.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tweets out there that you show up in with pictures of you.
Sniped. Unflattering.
Well, to be fair.
Unflattering.
Some of these are screenshots from videos that people take, you know, that you're in the video, and they screenshot
it's
a
not
moment.
Fair. Hey, and I'm not talking about myself. What I'm getting
there are
at
a lot
is,
of ones you're a part of, though.
Why?
I don't know why you are.
I'm getting to this. Mark Whipple got sniped at the airport.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he left Sunday night. He was out of here. He flight to Arizona, sniped. Somebody sniped him, and put it on a message board. And he was with his wife boarding a plane to Arizona, Sunday night. I believe it was Sunday night.
Well, listen,
it might have been Saturday night.
Hang on a second. Is that not reporting?
It's sniping. Okay,
I wouldn't know because as we learned out earlier in the show, Nick, I wouldn't know what reporting is. I couldn't tell.
You don't know.
I couldn't tell the way that Trev Alberts was looking at Matt Rhule that he was intent and intense. I wouldn't know that.
You're not trained.
I'm not a trained reporter.
You're not versed. You're not trained or versed in reporting. Jake, Mark Whipple.
What's wrong with Mark
was
Whipple?
Was sniped.
Is that bad reporting?
It's not reporting. Somebody
was there.
They surreptitiously took a photo of him, and I don't know how often you do that. I see younger people do it all the time. Robin, our friend Robin Washington,
takes a picture of what?
Just random stuff. The snipes.
Well, we'll talk to Robin in about 10 minutes and see if this is true.
It's true. He'll.
He's going to admit that.
Sean does it all the time too. Just snipes people. I always
different
cringe.
Different moments, yeah, just to make fun of them.
Yeah,
document.
It's usually to make fun of.
Have you ever been part of the sniping process?
I don't
with those
snipe
guys?
People. I don't snipe
no.
people.
Have they sniped you?
Yes. Sean has sniped me before, and I've told him no more unauthorized photos.
You've said that before. Yeah.
No more unauthorized.
I just love that. No more unauthorized photos is an incredible thing to say to somebody.
See, that's what Nick's doing right now. It's unauthorized, Nick. You shouldn't be able to take someone's photo without them knowing. I don't know. It's just not. I don't think it's polite.
There's you in a old jacket there. It's your face on somebody in a Scottish jacket looks like there. Kilt.
All right, let's get back to the matters.
Yes, 464-5685, call or text. As always, again, the conversation today is surrounding Matt Rhule, who was officially introduced at Nebraska yesterday, as was Luke Fickell at Wisconsin at nighttime. But we focus on Matt Rhule. And we talked about in the first hour how Rhule, you know, preaches physicality and toughness, and I think a lot of people perked up, including myself and you, at the press conference when he was talking about that. And how that's important and vital. It's not just something they want to do. It's something they're going to do. That's what their target is.
He said, you know, a lot of people, you know, they spread the field with the offense. They run the spread offenses. That's not going to be us. That's music to a lot of people's ears.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot he said. Now, okay. Greg in South Carolina.
Greg has some thoughts. Greg is not a fan of Matt Rhule.
Greg in Myrtle Beach adds balance. I mean, is it okay just to add some balance to this discussion about Matt Rhule?
Now, Greg goes to Panthers games. He lives in the area. He attends Carolina Panthers football games.
Greg,
he's a fan,
will not mind me reading this. He says, this is Greg. The propaganda is not fooling the thousands of smart Husker /Panther fans in the Carolinas who have watched Matt Rhule suck. He lost dozens of games with crap coaching, period. That's Greg in Myrtle Beach.
Right.
And adding balance to the discussion, which is fine.
Again, we cannot deny that it was a failure, a big failure for Matt Rhule in Carolina, and you and I will not deny that. We are very aware of that. We understand he sucked in Carolina. But before that, he was very good at Baylor. He was very good at Temple. And as we've said 1 million times on this show, some coaches are not meant to be NFL coaches. Some coaches are purely college coaches. And Matt Rhule found out the hard way because he had to fail in the NFL. And like you said at the press conference, he was asked about that and said it hardened him. He's ready to become a better player, a better coach.
He said his failure at Carolina made him 1,000 times better as a coach and as a man. He had to deal with adversity. He had to deal with the pro athlete. And he learned about dealing with the pro athlete. He learned what it's like to be on a hot seat. He was on a hot seat at the end of his second year, and it continued into his third year. Mm-hmm. He was proud that guys on the team had his back even when he was on the hot seat. I do think you can say that time in Carolina probably helped him in a lot of ways. Didn't help him in all ways, and it was a failure. It was a failure. He has to deal with that. But, yeah, I think it's convincing when he says it made him 1,000 times better as a coach and as a man. Let's get to John in Lincoln. Let's do it.
We have a phone call. Yep, at 464-5685. John in Lincoln, you're on early break. Go ahead, John.
Sip, you just stole my comment. I was just going to say that my favorite part of the whole press conference yesterday was when he talked about his time in Carolina, and it was hard, and it hardened him, and it purified what he believed in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I know about...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Jeez.
What's going on with the phone?
I don't know.
People dropping off today.
People are dropping.
That wasn't even Nick's fault. That's just the phone's dropping them.
John?
John, we know you have
John, if you want to call back, that's fine. Now, John echoed what we were saying. Bill in Pennsylvania. My friend Bill.
Bill, you're on early break. Go ahead, Bill.
Talk about Mickey Joseph for a minute. I think he did a great job with what he was given. However, moving forward, if he wants to be a head coach, it more than likely has to go to a lower level, like a MAC-type place, and do a bang-up job. And if he does that, it'll take 2 to 3 years, and he's almost 60 years old then.
Yeah.
And I mean, how many programs are going to hire a 60-year-old, close to 6-year-old guy to lead the program? Right now, it seems like guys that are in their 40s, maybe early 50s, but in their 40s are getting these jobs. And I think it would behoove him to stay at Nebraska, get as much money as he can get. And I don't think money's going to be a problem keeping him.
Right.
But he should set himself up, in my opinion. Losing him, you're going to lose a lot of players this year. That's for sure. They're going to go with him wherever he goes. At least a lot of the young receivers are going to go wherever he goes. And that's going to hurt for a year or two. But in the long run, I really love Mickey. I'd love Mickey to stay. I think Bill Bush, I'd be leaning and pushing hard for Bill Bush. If there was any of the, if I were Matt Rhule, I would be more concerned about Bill Bush. Not only can he coach, but he can really recruit, and he can recruit nationally. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, yeah, Mickey Joseph. Let's go to Mickey first. I mean, Matt Rhule said he talked to Mickey Joseph. He has talked. He's spoken to him.
Matt Rhule said that. Trev, let's back it up, though.
Yep.
Trev did say that he had Mickey walk him through Mickey's vision. Mickey walked Trev through Mickey's vision. So I don't know is Mickey among the 13 coaches that Trev interacted with? I hope so.
I think he made that clear. It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to happen with Mickey? Again, these situations are fluid. I don't know that there's been a determination made. I don't know. I just would say the last I heard over the weekend, I'll still be surprised if Mickey's part of the gig, part of the Nebraska staff. I'll be surprised. I will. Now, I'm not saying it's not happening, but I'll be surprised based on what I'm hearing. Is that fair?
I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious what the response is from Nebraska fans if and when they find out officially that Mickey Joseph is not going to be part of the staff. How that
if
response,
that happens?
Yeah, I'm saying if and when.
Here's the thing you have to understand, and it's worth reiterating, and I want to make it clear: the potential for it to be an issue with Mickey here is you have to acknowledge. Okay, what happens if Nebraska gets off to a slow start next year? What if it's not even that bad? I mean, say it's like 2-4. That's pretty bad.
But
it's
rough.
Yeah, say it's 2-4. Now, you could have some developments that would make it very hard on the head coach who's trying to establish his own culture.
Mm-hmm.
Head coach trying to establish his program and his culture, his way of doing things with players. Okay, these players that gravitate towards Mickey might gravitate towards Mickey, right? And what if they're in his office?
We discussed that earlier. Say that's the major con. There's not many cons with Mickey, but that is a big con if you're worried about the culture of what guys are listening to who.
But it's not only internal; it's external. That's internal. External is Sip and Jake on the radio saying, "Did they hire the wrong guy? Maybe this should have been Mickey." Now, then, what do you have if you're Trev? You have a mess.
Disastrophe.
The minute Trev puts Mickey Joseph in the interim chair, it severely diminishes Mickey's chances to be part of the staff going forward. These things we have to learn from this. This could happen again. These scenarios could play out again. ADs have to learn from this type of thing. The second that Trev put Mickey Joseph in the interim chair, it diminished Mickey's chances of being back here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Absolutely right.
There's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. The Tulsa job's open. The Tulsa job. Man, Mickey would make
Western
a lot of
Michigan's
sense.
Open. Tulsa
would make more sense. Tulsa would make a lot of sense for Mickey. Close to Oklahoma, close to Texas, closer to the South. Get established in a job like that, maybe get established quickly, and then try to make it go in the Power Five.
You know what else might open up here soon if it's not official? I mean, Tulane might open up with Fritz going to Georgia Tech possibly.
Wow, that's
Louisiana. That's New Orleans.
That's New Orleans. That's right down. You can walk to Tulane's campuses from the French Quarter.
That makes more sense to me than Tulsa if they wanted to go that route. Now, again, they might want a guy with more experience, and Mickey's a head coach, but that's someone that knows the state of Louisiana very, 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 very well.
Mm-hmm. We have to – we do this, and it's natural, and it's we're human beings, and we're emotional. Much of the discussion about Mickey is emotional, right? It's based in emotion. Do you agree?
Yes. Well, and here I want to read this text because this is a concern with the whole Mickey situation. This is from Mississippi Mud Dog says this. If Mickey is not part of the staff, Rhule will alienate himself from a big portion of the fan base off the bat. Reminds me of Bill Callahan not retaining Bo Pelini back in the day. Hmm. Bo Pelini was here for the one in 03.
It's a quandary.
Then was the interim head coach for the bowl game.
It's a quandary.
Was not retained by Callahan. And what was the biggest problem in the Callahan era? Mm-hmm. Defense.
Right. The Mickey situation wasn't resolved yesterday, so we didn't have to deal with it. Now we have to deal with it. We're going to have to deal with it by Friday, I think. Today's Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to find. We got to learn some things here today and tomorrow, right?
The coaches can go out on the road and go into homes on Friday, and they can bring visitors to campus on Friday. Rhule has to have most of his staff in place. There has to be an answer on Mickey by Friday. One would think, right?
Yes.
Now, would it? Do I agree with Mississippi Mud Dog? Would it alienate a large portion of the fan base if Mickey isn't part of it? I don't know. It depends where Mickey would. If Mickey heads to another, like what if Mickey gets the Tulsa job? That's not going to happen in that time.
If he becomes a head coach, then you celebrate him. But if he goes and becomes a same role at Nebraska as a receivers coach or an associate head coach, then that's going to be some alienating there. But if he's going to be a head coach, then no.
How much alienating, though? Significant alienating or a few people going to be a little?
Well, you're going to have, you're going to have some concerns about recruiting. But Matt Rhule's going to say, hey, I got my own guy. I've got a guy that helped me build in Evan Cooper. These other places. So
some of this comes down to your trust level, your level of trust in Matt Rhule and Trev Alberts.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't feel like, I don't know if you have to feel alienated in that scenario. It's the business, Jake. That's the coaching business. It happens all the time. And I mean, I'd love to see Bill Bush be part of this staff, but I also understand it from the other side. Trev addressed this. If he were being wooed by a school to be their AD, and the president or chancellor or both were telling him, okay, we'd like to hire you, but there's going to be your athletic department executive team is going to have to include these three people. I think that would be a deal breaker for some ADs who would say, no, wait a second. This is my department, right? And you're mandating I keep three of the six people on the executive team? That's not really my department then, is it?
Nope.
So I'm always, always hesitant in these discussions when people say you must keep these people. No, that's not the way this works. You just hired a CEO, coach, and you're paying him $9 million. Those kind of guys don't get to those positions by just signing off on who you tell them to hire. Right? It would give me some pause, actually, if he just nods his head and says, okay,
Right. Yeah.
No.
You hired me to bring in the best staff possible.
Well, Mickey could fall under the category of best staff possible. What I'm suggesting is you have to trust your coach to make those decisions. Right?
That's true.
Yeah. And we laid out a con that's pretty significant. That's a pretty significant con.
If Mickey's retained and they have a slow start, that is nightmare fuel for Trev Alberts and this fan base.
It's real talk, Jake.
It is real talk. So that again, if you are Matt Rhule, do you want to eliminate that off the bat and say, I don't want to have this scenario happen?
He's trying to establish a program.
He is. You don't want to have that kind of bad juju off the bat with somebody that you retained on the staff.
Working against the notion of moving forward.
Yep.
I'm sure people are not going to like that conversation.
We will have news on that by the end of the week, I'm sure. Yeah. Regarding Mickey's status, if he's here or not.
I don't know about the end of the day, but end of the week.
End of the week, I think we'll have some knowledge if he will be here or not. Robin Wash is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.